We now have plans to make this into something that we can stand right up against Disneyland and be proud of.
It's okay if you don't recognize that voice. We're going to explain who that is in a minute. It is Monday, so it is our chance, once again, to hear some archives from Arkansas's history from the KATV news studios that are being digitized by the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Randy Dixon is with the Pryor Center, and as he does most Mondays, he's joining me by the phone from his home. Randy, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you, Kyle. Good to be here.
All right, let's explain who we just heard to start this segment.
Okay, that was Al Capp, and I think a lot of people may not know who Al Capp was, but he did a comic strip that for 43 years was hugely popular. It was a nationally syndicated comic strip called Little Abner, and it took place in the Ozark Mountains, and they were a bunch of hillbillies, and they lived in a place called Dog Patch, USA.
And this was not just a comic strip at its height. It was a multimedia platform. It was a Broadway musical. It became a Technicolor movie. It became a series of books that were collected comic strips. It was part of the popular culture conversation of its day.
To the point that Al Capp was approached constantly about franchising and different ideas about his comic strip. And he was approached about an amusement park to be built in Arkansas between Harrison and Jasper.
I think a great deal of credit must be given to the people in Harrison who, under the name of Recreational Enterprises, realized what seemed to me a sort of vague dream of bringing Dog Patch to life, and they began it. They began it, and the first season indicated that they had something there that people enjoyed, that I was proud of, but something that needed a great deal more. It showed enough success in its first season to indicate that this might be one of the great tourist spots in America, and that's where Jess Odom came in with a lot of energy, talent, and money. And we now have plans to make this into something that we can stand right up against Disneyland and be proud of.
He partnered with a real estate investor from Central Arkansas named Jess Odom. And you may not know that name either, but if you're familiar with Central Arkansas, one of the large suburbs of Little Rock is Maumelle. And he developed the community of Maumelle. So he was a multi-million dollar real estate investor, and he was brought on into the project.
To go with all of this, and we should point out, there were some people in Arkansas who'd been trying to fight back against the hillbilly image that was portrayed in Dog Patch, and though not necessarily set in Arkansas, the Clampets of Beverly Hillbillies, there have been some people that were trying to fight back against that, so they weren't 100% pleased that Dog Patch was going to set up shop in the Ozarks. And then add on to that another symbol of Arkansas that not everybody was 100% behind.
And what would that be?
Orville Faubus.
Yes. So they had the groundbreaking in 67, opened in 68, and shortly after the opening, Jess Odom announced that former Governor Orville Faubus would be hired on as the president and general manager and would run the park.
Governor Faubus and I worked out an agreement whereby he will come with Dog Patch, and he will head up our organization up there as president of Dog Patch USA. I personally think that this is going to be a great boost to our operations at Dog Patch. And as I have reported to the news media before, this is going to be a recreation that certainly is going to add a great deal to the state of Arkansas as far as recreation and an industry. Possibly the top industry as far as drawing money outside the state into the state of Arkansas.
You've got the former governor who became national headlines a decade and a half or so previously for standing against the National Guard for to preserve segregation. He's going to be the president. Where do we go from there?
And so, well, he took the opportunity to speak at the same news conference with Jess Odom, and Orville Faubus sort of looked at running the park as running the state and was looking at the importance of tourism as a business.
I have a great faith in the development of tourism as an industry for Arkansas, which can help all of the people of the state, help the economy, and help to solve some of the financial problems of state government. You know, there's an old saying that you can't get blood out of a turnip. We know that we can't get enough revenue to provide all the services in state government and in other fields that we need or would like to have until we have an economy that will produce it. And I think one of the greatest potentials for growth of the economy is in the tourist industry.
We're talking about Dogpatch this week and its creation on the county line of Newton and Boone counties in the deep Arkansas Ozarks. Orville Faubus becomes the president. And it kind of took off for a while, didn't it?
Oh, it did. They had thousands and thousands of visitors. You know, they reported that in the first year of operation, there were 300,000 visitors. Driving on the road today, leading into there, that I can't imagine what the traffic would have been like going in there. But after about a year, news director, KTV news director Jim Pitcock, traveled up to the park just to check in with the governor, president, Faubus, just kind of see how things are going.
But here we have, as you've already seen, as you looked about the place today, the natural scenery, the falls, the trout hatchery, which is self-sufficient in itself, and all we have to do is build and fit our facilities for entertainment, the shops, the atmosphere, into what we already have, and I think this has the greatest potential of any facility of its kind in the United States.
Are you happy doing this kind of work?
Yes, I am, because I'm still working with people, and I think nearly everyone likes to feel he's making a contribution to his state and the people among whom he lives. And this facility, properly developed and properly managed, can be one of the greatest assets, not only for Arkansas, but the whole Ozark and South Central region.
I've heard some people say that you yourself are actually a bigger tourist attraction than Dogpatch.
Well, I doubt that. A public figure loses his glamour after his name's out of print for, you know, a few months or a few years. Public figures come and go. But this facility, Dogpatch, properly developed, won't come and go. It'll be here, and I think that its fame and its attraction will continue to grow. So I think that's where this facility, Dogpatch USA, would far exceed me as any sort of a tourist attraction. Yes, we have the scenery. We have the historical background and culture, as it's called. But what we haven't done up to now is to develop a well-rounded recreational area for the tourist. Sure, they like to come and ride and look at the mountains, but after they've looked a while, they want to do something else. They go on the lakes and fish and boat. When they get tired of that, they want to do something else. So Dogpatch USA and facilities of this kind can complement what we already have until we can bring the tourists here and keep them not for a week, but 2 or 3 weeks or a month in the Ozark region, and something new and different to see all the time. And this is what it'll take to make this, which it can and will become, one of the greatest tourist centers in the world, the Ozark region.
Of those 300,000 or so purported visitors, I was more than one of them.
I was too.
I went there as a kid, and my first grade class went, my second grade class went, my third grade class went, and we loved it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, being from Little Rock, like I was, I mean, it was definitely a destination location.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. If you weren't from the area, it was kind of tough to get there. And you had to be wanting to go there. And that, you know, the bottom line, I think, was one of the problems. You know, it looked like it was going to be very successful. But, you know, this was the early 70s. And so there were events of the 70s that, you know, were problems for Jess Odom and what he had intended. You know, attendance figures were down, and he addressed the problems with the roads getting there, like I was saying earlier, that it's just kind of tough to get there.
These roads are getting better. It's not a four-lane highway. In places, they've got some three-lane traffic now on 65. This is improving greatly, and I think the only thing that's going to make our roads improve for most part will be the fact that there is heavy traffic in the area. You take with the Folk Cultural Center, which is a $3.5 million project that's being worked on right now, with Blanchard Caverns, I think is supposed to open in 1973, with our dams, with Eureka Springs, the Passion Play. There's many, many things to do in this general area, and more people are coming into the state in this area for leisure time than ever. This is increasing every year.
He makes a point there because the Folk Center, as we discussed a few weeks back, it's getting built. The Passion Play at that point is attracting quite a few people, far more than I think it does today. So there was
the caverns.
And the caverns were going to be new, and they were attracting people. So there was this idea that there could be this sort of Boone, Newton, Stone, Baxter, Fulton County sort of attraction. You'd come for one and go to all. Of course, the gasoline crisis didn't help in the 1970s, did it?
Exactly. And interest rates, because that's what really got Odom into trouble, because his idea was to attract people not just during the spring and summer months, but year-round. Mm. And so he expanded and opened a ski resort, of all things, called Marble Falls, which was the original name of the town there before it was changed to Dog Patch. But it was a ski resort with fake snow.
Yeah.
Or manufactured snow, and a convention center. It was a big complex.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1973, he opened that, and he talks about it here up in the lodge.
After my first summer in Dog Patch, 1969, well, before the summer was over, I knew that I needed to go into something more than just a 3 months operation in order for this to be a successful area here. So I commenced planning at that time, and I began to visit slopes, ski slopes, ice skating rinks where they had them, and various facilities. I got the idea of a convention center, working along with it, and trying to put it all together. We feel like that we'll have people the year round. I might mention right now that for 1974, which is next year, we expect to have over 1 million people to come to Dog Patch and Marble Falls both.
And it started off okay,
yeah,
but, you know, to pile on, there were some mild winters in the early 70s. Mm. So they had problems, you know, with the snow cannons, and the slopes didn't quite get, you know, the needed skiing surface that was needed. And then, you know, of course, like you mentioned, the gas shortage was keeping people home. So the finances just worsened. And what little money Dog Patch was making was sucked up by the losses of Marble Falls. But now, you know, in the news, which is the reason we're doing this, it's been bought. by Johnny Morris, who has had a pretty good record with the Bass Pro Shops. And he also owns Big Cedar Lodge. But, you know, I went up there and actually had breakfast this morning in Jasper at the Ozark Cafe and just wanted to get, you know, the impressions from some of the residents. And they're just as excited as could be. Our waitress, Jessica, said, you know, she's lived there most of her life, and she remembered the park and what it did for the community. And then Angel the Lines, who was there and her father owns the restaurant, has lived there all of her life. She's, you know, a lifelong resident of the Jasper area. And she remembers how helpful financially the park was. So they're really excited. And I actually went on the property, not exactly the property, because it is closed off with a lot of construction going on, but I pulled into the old parking lot, and the only thing there is the Marble Falls post office, which is actually a one-person post office. But I talked to Alma, who was in there, and she said that within the first week that Johnny Morris had bought the place, there was work going on, and I saw, you know, big trucks hauling dirt and a lot of construction crews in there. So they're working hard to get something together.
All right. Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. You can find things about Dog Patch and politics and all sorts of Arkansas subjects by Googling the Pryor Center. Randy, as always, thank you for your time and for your archives.
It was great to be here. I'll see you next week.